Brian, I think one of the things that is important for us to take in consideration as chiefs and leaders of our organization is it always starts with the type of people that we're hiring. Anytime we're trying to put together an organization that we're asking it to go out and connect with the community and to build that trust, it's on the backs of the capabilities of our law enforcement professionals that are doing it. And so when I'm hiring people today, I'm looking less for some of the hard skills and looking more for the soft skills in police officers or potential police officer candidates, and that's levels of empathy and compassion and the ability to be objective and treat people with dignity and respect under all circumstances. And I think that's really important. And I think that's been a cultural shift for law enforcement over the last decade or two, that we've learned that we can teach you how to be a police officer, but what we're having difficulty teaching you to do is to have those high levels of emotional intelligence and the ability to be relational with your community. I think that's really, really important. The other piece I would say is putting officers in opportunities and putting them in places where they can have those connections with the community is important. Answering our calls for service is not where we have an opportunity to build relationships. That's certainly an opportunity that we get to protect our brand, and people can experience a unique brand experience with the organization in that situation. But I think you have to create space for officers to engage the community with their undedicated time or their uncommitted time, and putting them in position to be able to do that is really important.